Lord Jesus, would you please warn us with a sense of interior grief when we're sliding into agreement with the demons? Amen. Jesus, after all my distractions and feeling lukewarm, am I still your love? He answered, Now and forevermore you are truly my love, but there is no time that you have extended dealings with the world that you are not worse off for it and find it harder and harder to hear me. The world and all that's in it is a dangerous diversion that makes you drift further and further away from me. Now I want to pull you in, closer and closer to me. These things have caused you to wander, and I really miss you, Claire. Please tuck into my arm and shoulder and come back to me. Jesus, I didn't know I was that far away. You are not in our ideal place. You fall just shy of that. Come closer, my Claire. Come into this tender place in my heart, beneath the apple tree in our garden. Then he placed a bridal veil over my head. Listen, Claire. Everything I've told you I would do through you, I will do. My words do not return to me void. I know the obstacles. I know the enemy's plans to rip your vocation from you. I know all there is to know, and I'm telling you, nothing will stop this from happening. Just keep on obeying, praying, and working with your voice and the piano. Nothing will stop you. Nothing. Is that clear? Yes, Lord. Good. Now get up from your ashes and move forward. Make music. Sing. Be confident in this. Nothing has the power to stop what I have ordained. No matter what they try, it will be fatal to them, not you. They are the failures, not you. They project this thought on you because they cannot bear to face Satan and tell him they've failed again. But there is no power in their words unless you give them power by agreeing with them. Agreement is a powerful influence. To agree with me is victory. To agree with your flesh when it complains, it is tired, or to agree with the enemy when he tries to discourage you, that is where the power is in your agreement. As long as you stay out of agreement with them, you'll be victorious. We will be victorious. This truly is a secret and dynamic of the kingdom. In a sense, yes, it is partnering with evil to believe their lies because you have creative power to bring about your words into reality. That is why you are a co-creator with me. So you can bring into reality that which I speak to you by agreeing and ordering your life to agree and then protecting that partnership. Anything that breaks fellowship with that partnership, such as sin, unbelief, judgment, etc., has the potential to interrupt our partnership and cause a breakdown in communication and forward motion. My people, you must stay tightly allied with me in all circumstances. You must not allow anything to compromise your faith walk or our partnership. All you think, do, dream, and breathe must come into agreement with my words to you. When you assume this posture and protect it, you are unstoppable. When you depart from it, everything stops and must be repaired and restructured. That is why I teach you to know yourself, your weaknesses, and your propensities to sin, so that you can be more clever than the enemy and guard your hearts against failure and a breach in our relationship. This ability to stay in tune with me is built into every grace I give you to accomplish your mission. How can an employee succeed at their job without being in touch and communion with her employer? This must be, and it is given to you with your assignments that you are never out of communion with me unless the devils inspire you to sin and you go into agreement with them. This is why the basis and everything I've taught you on this channel is about knowing yourself and discerning the enemy's tactics. This is why I stress love, self-sacrifice, and humility so very heavily. I am building you into a fortress secure, in which I can deposit the treasures of my graces, to be turned into blessings for all of my children. A fortress secure, that is what I am building you into. This calls for exceptional self-knowledge and wisdom, and willingness to abandon yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. As long as you follow in these, my footsteps, you will conquer the enemy who works through your weaknesses. Once you have reached the place of total self-abandonment, you will hear my voice much more easily. Many cannot hear my voice because they have something to protect, something they want to keep, something they are unwilling to let go of. And if they hear my voice clearly, I may tell them that affection, that attachment, must be left at the foot of the cross. So they feign deafness. But those of you who have gone up the mountain with me and determined you are not turning back, have come to the point where you are ready to forego all things for me. And so there is no fear attached to hearing my voice, because nothing remains in your affections to protect. Those who will lose their lives for me will find them. It is that simple. You who have found your lives are the targets of vicious attack, but nothing will overcome you if you abide in me and refuse to go into agreement with evil. Unbelief, laziness, procrastination, fear, or any number of your old sin natures can cause a breach. So cleave to me, my bride, and refuse to agree with these slanderous thoughts attacking your or my character. Cleave to me with all your hearts and rebuke the lies. In this way you will be safe from having your life's dreams derailed.